Hello, 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 and welcome to BuzzBending. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Fleabag Season 2, Episode 5.
We are. I can't believe we're this far along in Fleabag. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, we're almost done.
And it's fun because these are short episodes, so it's a little bit easier to kind of, you know.
It's not the only reason why it's fun.
No. What I mean, it's fun that we've gotten this far this quickly. But we have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, certainly. There will be me sniffling some because Natalie has given me her cold.
I gave Dad the cold, then Dad gave you the cold.
We are in our house sharing cold. Your brother has had the cold as well. Mm. So it's going around. In any case, I have the family cold. I was the last to get it, so yay. And we are likely to have spoilers for this show, which really, this is a show that ends better than it begins. So it is definitely something that you need to make the effort to get there, because it is good payoff. And we are having something to drink. What are we having to drink, Natalie?
We're having a long drink. We're having a cranberry long drink.
Yeah, so these long drinks are supposed to be Finnish, which makes sense because Finland comes up in these episodes. I think they've got gin or something as the base liquor. And it's very refreshing. The regular long drink, which might be something that's coming up, is a lot like Fresca. This is like Fresco with a little bit of cranberry. So if you like that kind of thing, it's a very easy drink to have in the summertime, despite the fact that I have a cold, it actually tastes kind of decent. So there we go. So let's get started.
All right. So Fleabag is getting drinks with the lawyer guy who was flirting with her earlier and earlier in the season. And yeah. She talks to the audience about all of his great qualities that she's basically exaggerating. Like, she's like, he's funny. He tells a joke that's not even like that good. then she's like, he's a feminist. And then he just says, I have a sister. Having a sister equals being a feminist. Sure.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of like that scene in Love Actually where it's like, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he's a Christian.
Yeah, it's very similar. Just really fishing for anything that's really like
valuable about this guy. And he talks about, hey, would you like to have sex? I'm good at it. And she's like, oh, he's not. And then she changes her mind.
Well, because he is really good at sex. Mm-hmm. Claire and Fleabag are going to their dad's. They are going to do another portrait sitting. Claire has her hands full with a wedding centerpiece that she had to make for the wedding that's happening tomorrow. And she has a very important appointment that cannot be moved and is going to be happening after the sitting. And so she really wants it to be quick.
Right.
The priest is there to tell the
God. She's also carrying her stepson's bassoon.
Yes. The priest is there to tell the godmother and dad that he can't do their wedding tomorrow. And him and Fleabag make very loaded eye contact. He's making up a bullshit excuse.
Well, and you can see on godmother or Olivia Colman's face, like, she's about to lose her shit.
But she doesn't say that. What she says is, because he's saying that a family member is sick. His pervert brother is sick. And so she's just like, well, of course you must go. Family first. Family is everything. Now please go. You must go right now.
Well, what he says is that he's had a lorry accident, which is unlikely. He's sick first and then, oh, lorry accident. Oh, yeah, he's not doing well. Oh, family first. Yeah.
And then she pushes him out the door, slams it, and then just calls him a cunt.
Screaming it, basically.
I'm sure you can hear it from outside.
Everyone could hear it for miles around.
But the girls are sent away while the godmother has a meltdown. Fleabag is hungover at a bus stop.
So she was hungover during this whole thing. Like, she has, like, her makeup's everywhere. She was making the walk of shame even to get to dad's. So she is all walk ashamed sitting at the bus stop, and the priest shows up.
Mm-hmm. And he scares her accidentally.
Yeah.
She says he can't cancel the wedding, but he says he just can't do it. He says to not come to the church again. He's setting boundaries because he doesn't trust himself.
We're trying.
He is trying. So then he's just like, yeah, just don't. Sorry, but no, I can't do this.
Then we see Fleabag at her cafe.
Yes. And it's Chatty Wednesday, and she hates that it's Chatty Wednesday when she's hungover. And one of the older guys is talking her ear off, and then she kind of snaps at him a little bit, not too much though. But he gets the message and is like, okay, I'm not gonna bother you. The lender guy shows up from season one. We love
Banker dude.
him.
Banker dude. We love him.
Sorry?
We do love him. And
Yeah.
he's basically there to say he's getting a new job, but.
And yeah, he has a new job and he came to say goodbye and he gifts her a hamster. Claire calls her in tears and tells her to come as soon as possible. I don't know where, but to
She can't
come.
even speak in sentences. It's so funny, Claire.
Yes, and so Fleabag is like, I guess I'll have to close the cafe. And then the lender guy's like, no, I can look after it for you. And she's like, really? And it's like, yeah. And it's like, okay.
So what happens from here is, in my opinion, one of the best sequences in the entirety of the show. Do you mind if I cover
I knew you were going to. That's why I was
it?
kind of shocked whenever you like chimed in. I was like, I
Oh,
thought you
I'm
were
so
saving
sorry.
up, but
I'm
okay.
sorry. Sorry. But so what happens is she goes to find Claire, and Claire has the most ridiculous asymmetrical geometric haircut.
Geometric.
It's very
It's
geometric lines.
asymmetric for
Right,
sure.
but it's got geometric lines. It's got a very straight bang. It's got a very sharp corners, and it's very, very angular, and it looks ridiculous. It's just silly. And so,
It's an asymmetric bob.
very, very short. And she's crying. She's like, "I look like a pencil." And it comes out in this conversation that Claire has gone to a hairstylist. That they know, and his name is Anthony. And Fleabag's like, you shouldn't have gone to him. And Claire is insisting that it's not what I asked for. And they all decide that Anthony's a bastard. And so Fleabag's like, nope, come with me. And so.
Well, first, before we get to the salon, when Fleabag's trying to rationalize with Claire and she's trying to like cover up how bad it actually is, she's like, well, it's cool, and then Claire's like, it's not cool, and she's like, Claire, it's French.
It's like everything, might be cool if it's French.
And then Claire's like, really? And
I
Fleabag is like, yes, and then looks at the camera like, I don't know.
just made that shit up. So yeah, they go to the salon, and basically Fleabag's dragging Claire behind her. And she takes her to the hairstylist, and she's like, we want a demand compensation. And Claire's saying that I've got two important meetings and I look like a pencil. And the salon, Anthony is saying, don't blame me for your bad choices. Hair is not everything. And I love Fleabag's response so much because this is totally like what got me into the show. She said, wow, hair is everything. We wish it wasn't so we could think about something else occasionally, but it is. It's the difference between a good day and a bad day. We're meant to think of it as a symbol of power, a symbol of fertility. Some people are exploited for it, and it pays your fucking bills. Hair is everything, Anthony. And then he asks for the reference, the photo that they use as a reference for the hair, and it is exactly what is on Claire's head. And he's just like, I can't fix your life with a haircut. That is not how hair works. And Fleabag's kind of like, well, yeah, okay, sorry. See you next week. And they leave. You have to see it in context. It is so beautifully done. It's fantastic. You want to like stand up and cheer. It's so good.
Yeah.
Because honestly, this is my life right now. I've been growing out the same like fucking terrible haircut for 6 months, and I just totally, totally empathize with all of the thought process here.
Anyway, so they're back in the they're back. I love that scene too. I just didn't describe any of it. So Claire, they go back to the park where she found Claire, and Claire says thank you for being there for her. But not just now, but with the miscarriage. And she says she actually felt relief because she didn't want her husband's baby, which is perturbing.
That's a sign, don't
I
you
think it is a sign.
think?
She asks, she's like, well, how are you? How are you, Fleabag? And Fleabag, well, she doesn't say Fleabag, but you know, how are you? Fleabag's like, well, I met someone. And she's like, oh, that's great. What is it? What does he do? And then she's just like, he's a priest.
He's like,
And
oh,
Claire just starts laughing
because she knows.
after a moment of shame. She just says, you're a genius. You're my fucking hero. It's very funny.
Yeah, I mean, because she thinks it is so funny. She's just
It
very on the
is.
floor laughing.
It's
It is
hilarious.
very funny and very typical, I think, of Fleabag.
Fleabag can't have a normal
Well,
relationship.
but that, and she knows that it fucked up stepmom's wedding or godmother's wedding. It's like there's so it's so meta. It's great.
Yeah, because I didn't think about that angle of like maybe she thinks that Fleabag did it on purpose to ruin the wedding.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, very funny if she
And
did. That
possible, totally.
would be really funny if she did that.
Yeah, it would.
Anyway, so male Claire, Claire's business associate, shows up in the park for some reason, and he invites her to a concert. And because him and some other business people are going to see it, and he invites Claire to come along, and she's like, "Oh, well, I have to take my stepson his bassoon." And he's like, well, I leave tomorrow. And she's like, oh, okay. And she's clearly very disappointed. And so Fleabag is like, oh, I can take the bassoon. He can just come to the cafe and I'll just give it to him. And so Fleabag takes the bassoon for her. And I love the way she ends the scene. Fleabag does. She says goodbye to male Claire, regular Claire. And then she looks at the audience and says, bye, Claire. And then she leaves. And she go
I
she
started getting like Outlander vibes,
Claire
like Claire,
Claire
Clara,
Claire Jamie Jamie
I'm sorry. We are at some point going to do Outlander, and it's going to be a whole lot of that. If you're not ready for it, you need to prepare
Claire
yourself with like shots of scotch because it's happening. Just saying.
Sorry. Anyway, so Fleabag goes back to the cafe and she thanks the lender who is now wearing an apron like he works there. I love
For
it so
sure.
much. He's like
Yes.
cleaning up and
It's adorable.
yeah, it's so sweet. I love that
Yeah.
guy. Best character.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Yeah, and I said that last season, but he really is the best character.
Yes.
And he says she has a visitor, and it's Martin,
Ugh.
who's holding the guinea pig like almost hostage. And she's like,
Yeah.
put
Oh.
down the guinea pig.
Oh, and I don't think we mentioned the banker guy brought
I did. I
the
hamster. I
hamster.
mentioned that.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
And Martin's like, where's Claire? And I'm like, first of all, she had an appointment anyway. You weren't going to see her immediately.
Because
But
she's not answering her phone, you know, like,
apparently she's not answering her phone because she's at a fucking concert, bro. And
get over yourself.
yeah, get over yourself. What are you? You're her husband? Fuck off.
Oh,
I'm
wait.
kidding.
Yeah.
But either way, but he does have the valid point of you have my son's bassoon.
You've
So
seen her,
you've
yeah,
seen her,
basically.
you know where she is. And she's like, no, I don't know where she is. She denies everything. Like a good sister. Trying to get her sister out of a really shitty marriage. Martin is drinking again. He literally has a flask on him. Like a weirdo. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Drink like a normal person. Don't have, if you have, I have this theory that if you have a flask, you automatically get branded as an alcoholic.
Well, if you have a
Because
flask
you,
with you, we own one.
yeah,
It's
oh,
somewhere in
no.
the
Owning
house.
one's not the problem. Carrying it around with you, regardless of what you put in there, you are an alcoholic.
Yeah,
Like,
there are
that's
issues.
weird.
Yes, it
Like, a
is.
water bottle, fine. A flask, alcoholic. Like, you can't do that. Anyway, like, you can drink as
Unless
much as
there's
you want. Like,
Polyjuice potion in there, in which case you're just like another kind of creep.
a different one. Yes. Anyway, so Martin He says Fleabag is the problem in his marriage. Like, he's not taking responsibility for anything.
Ever.
And Fleabag even points out, I wasn't in your life for a year and your situation was still shit. And then he's just like, but she always will go back to you. And it's like, well, of course she will.
It's
It's my
family.
sister.
Yeah. And well, and he's very upset that Claire tells Fleabag stuff that she doesn't tell him. It's like, well, who would tell you anything? You're evil.
Then he says this fucking line of we, and then you come tumbling back into her life, showing off your miscarriage,
Holy
sit
shit.
up and die in a hole.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
He is
No,
that
no,
abusive.
no.
Yes. No, he said he that's
Oh, you
exactly
didn't
what
do
he
the
says.
thing.
No, yes.
No. Oh, it's the other way around.
No, it is. That's right. I mean,
No, it's the other way around. And
oh, I'm
like,
sorry.
yes. Sorry, it's Singing in the Rain. We recently rewatched
Yeah,
it.
I love that movie. It's so good.
It's so fucking funny. Anyway, so he asks if Claire is leaving him, and Fleabag says, I hope so. And he begs Fleabag to not let her leave him. It's like, first of all, like she has any like say,
Well, and think
but
she would. After all the shit you've pulled, you're trying to prosecute
she has
her.
been the number one advocate for leaving Martin since day one.
Yes.
Even before like all the shit with the kiss and all the shit with all this other stuff, like she has always hated Martin.
Yeah.
And she has known that he is not good enough for Claire for the longest time.
In this conversation, like he's just like he gets very close to her. And
He like grabs her
he
like
grabs
collar.
he grabs her collar, and she's like, I guess I need to contact, call my lawyer. And he's like, good. And she says something about like go have sex. She's gonna go have sex with him or something. And he's like, lucky him. And it's kind of like, you're a creep. I mean, he clearly is having some sort of sexual issue with Fleabag, and it's like, there's
Oh,
something
it's
very
weird.
wrong with you.
They threaten each other and whatever. So she called the lawyer and is ready. And she essentially, it's very similar to the very first scene of the show where
Yes.
she's like in her trench coat in front of the door, ready to receive
You can tell there's not much of anything
for the
happening here.
lawyer to come in, for the lawyer to show up. And I kept doing a sexual innuendo accidentally. So she's gotten ready. She literally like is covered in coconut oil. She is naked under the trench coat.
Except
She's
for underwear, we find out.
yeah, except for like a bra and underwear. But she's ready for him to show up. But and like she's like doing her little monologue to the camera, and she's like, oh, and there he is, because there was a doorbell ring. She opens it, and it's the priest.
Right, because in her monologue, she's even saying, have you ever been in that situation where you're waiting on this person, but you're hoping that it's, the priest that you're in love with, and this is
And
what
then it's
happens
the
to you
priest that
instead.
you're in love with.
Right.
And the priest says that he's changed his mind about the wedding and he thought he needed to tell her that in person. And he says that he has sacrificed, he's like going on a little spiel about like his morals and stuff like that. He says that he's sacrificed a lot for the life he chose. But while he's trying to give this speech, the lawyer shows up and he's ringing the doorbell and she keeps ignoring it, like, oh no, keep talking, keep talking. And there's a moment where he's just like, well, she's like, oh, I don't answer the door for people I don't know. And then outside, the lawyer's like,
Yes,
it's me again. I'm back. But
right.
also, an even funnier part to me is the priest is about to be like, well, when I was a child, and then he's cut off by the door again. And
Yes.
she's like, okay, fine. And so she goes to open the door, and the priest is still like right there, like right next to the door.
Right.
And she's telling the lawyer guy, it's like, listen, I know I said I wanted you to come over. I changed my mind. And
Yeah.
he's just like, oh, is it because I was not good at sex? And he's like, but I'm really good at sex. I'm trying to figure out what the problem is here, what the
And she's
disconnect
like,
is.
no, it's the best sex I ever had. I came 9 times.
You made me come 9 times. And then he's
She's
just like,
like,
really?
yeah.
9 times? And then she's like, yes. And he's like, okay,
And
cool.
he's like, well, I'm gonna take all this somewhere
Yeah, he also says, God bless you. And she's like,
Because what she says is, my priest is having a meltdown and I need to take care of him.
He's having a crisis. My priest is having a crisis and I need to talk him through it. Which is the funniest shit you could possibly say in this moment.
Yes, it's very, very
funny. And to be fair, that is exactly what is happening. And so the priest, like, she closes the door and she turns around and he's about to go back into his spiel, but then he's like, 9 times? And she's just like, I fucking love his reaction to that. That's just really? Like, really? Huh, okay. And he says he can't be physical with her because he'll fall in love with her.
And
which would fuck his life up. But she keeps looking at the audience and saying, we're going to have sex.
Right.
And then she does it again. Like, she does it a couple times.
And he's like, stop this.
And then he's like, wait, stop, stop, stop looking off into the middle distance. Stop it.
He doesn't say that. I think he can hear her.
Something tells me he can. I don't know. He stands there and he's like, okay. He realizes they're going to have sex, and he says, okay. He goes up to her, and he undoes her trench coat. He's being very gentle, and he's, like, trying to take things slow. And then he opens up the trench coat, and she's already basically naked. And he's like, oh, and she's like, I had other plans today. And he's like, shh, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
We're going there anyway, basically.
We're going there anyway. I mean, like, it just shortened the distance, you know?
Yeah.
And then they have sex, but something that she does that she doesn't usually do with sex, we usually see a lot of it, but they're having sex and she turns the camera down so right. that they can't watch. So we can't watch.
Closing the curtain.
It's the one thing that she does, that is almost sacred to her in that moment. Well, like, it's the one thing she doesn't want us to see.
She doesn't want to share him with us.
Yeah.
And that's kind of her cute. Impressions of him with us, which
that's
is
cute.
Unique because we've seen so much.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the episode. All of this is to this Kyrie song in the background, which is like, wow.
Okay, it's not Kyrie, but it's...
It is. It's they're singing Kyrie.
Are they?
Yes.
Da, 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 da.
They're singing.
I never hear what...
Yeah, it's not the Kyrie eleison that you're thinking of. It's
yeah, that's why
it's
I'm
a different
confused.
But they're singing heard that word that they're singing is Kyrie, which for those of you who aren't Catholic, we're talking in shorthand. It's Lord have mercy.
Yeah,
it's Greek for Lord have mercy, but yeah.
Anyway, yeah, best parts. Go ahead.
The hair speech is absolutely one of the best. Like. Every woman speeches ever. Like, we would so much love to be thinking about something else, but is never ever true. You know, it's like guys thinking about sports or whatever sports statistics. Women are always thinking about it.
No, it's funny. It's funny.
It's a fact. Claire and Claire, I think they're so cute.
I didn't mention this. I was going to.
They're so adorable.
But like when he shows up and he sees Claire's hair, he's like, Claire, I love your hair. It's so chic. I love it with your top. I love it everywhere. I was like, oh.
And she's like, oh, really? I've been having such a crisis. And like they're having this chat while they go off to discuss. It was adorable.
Claire and Claire.
Very supportive. I like. And I shouldn't, but I like the Fleabag and Hot Priest hooking up because there's just, I like, and not because Fleabag and Hot Priest are hooking up. I like it because these characters, and I always like a payoff to some kind of like that slow burn.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Me too.
I like to have a payoff to it. This is a payoff.
That's how I was feeling last episode, and you reprimanded me for it.
Well, because it's like it is still morally wrong,
and we'll cover that
on
later. But
multiple levels.
Yes.
I also love that the godmother had a meltdown.
That was very funny.
First of all,
she was like, "I have to go paint." It's like, okay.
Olivia Colman does this really, really
I
well.
Love her.
She is fantastic at that passive aggressive thing, and it's
something that, you don't really get to see from her all that often.
Well, not anymore, and you certainly don't in The Crown. She is so hemmed in The Crown that it is a waste of like it is a misuse of her talent. I would say
she's so talented.
She's so talented, and I We've seen her in so many things. We still haven't done Broadchurch, although I think you saw some of that.
I saw a little bit of
She's excellent in
Isn't
that.
Jonathan Bailey in?
Yeah.
I love
It's
Jonathan Bailey.
excellent. I really love that show, and she's fantastic. And David Tennant is really, really good. And maybe we'll do that sometime. We haven't. We should do Ludwig too. It's almost.
I said that.
You did. Maybe
You
we should
now
do
you're
that.
just repeating it
I
louder.
am, but it's not louder. Anyway, go ahead.
Best part is Claire's hair. That entire scene. I'm not even just saying the like it's not just that monologue, which is fantastic. I love that monologue. It's very, very true. Because even if we don't like I care a lot less about my looks than you do, but even I have days where I'm just like, damn, my hair, like today when the humidity is just doing every which way, I need to like take a shower, I need to do this, I need to do that, and or rain, and it's a,
I'm a frizz ball is basically
yes,
what it comes down to.
essentially. Yeah, it's not just the monologue, it's the whole scene. As soon as she shows up in that park with Claire, and even before then, like leaving the cafe to the lender for a minute, I also would like to add the lender.
Oh yeah,
I love
I didn't do it. Oh, I love
him.
him. He's great.
I love him so much.
Yes.
But yeah, that entire scene from that point to till Claire leaves with Claire, perfection. I love that
Yes,
scene.
it's so good.
I liked the priest trying to set a boundary. I appreciated that he knew what he obviously knew what he did was wrong, especially in his, in the place of worship. And even though he really does care for her, he knows that he can't be near her. And so he obviously tries to cancel the wedding, well, on his end anyway.
Yeah, get out of the wedding.
Get out of the wedding, and to also create a boundary with her to like, you can't come to the church. I can't be near you. And then completely breaks it. But we'll talk about that in a second. Claire, I love Claire. Finish Claire and Claire.
Yeah.
But I already covered Claire. But finish Claire, I love him so much.
He's
He's
great.
so sweet. I think they are perfect. I love him.
Yeah.
Fleabag and Hot Priest. What can I say? Like, it's such a good scene, and it's full of comedy.
It
Like,
is.
the funniest part of it is when I was a child, like, they're trying to have a serious scene, and then there's just this booty call outside, and it's just
When I
like,
was a
I'm
child,
back!
and it ends
Nine
with
times! About another guy who she
Yeah.
recently had sex with. And was going to have sex with that night, but he doesn't care.
That's fascinating.
And I do love his version of like, listen, if I have sex with you, if we're physical again, I will fall in love with you and it will fuck up my life. Like, he's setting the stakes, but she's in the entire time like, we're going to have sex.
Yeah.
Like, we are. It's a certainty now. We kind of have to.
Well,
And
that's not ever really true,
no, that's not
but
true, but like in this context, yes. But I again, I love the payoff. These are hot people doing hot things, and we love to see it. Yeah, those are my best parts. What were your worst parts? Oh, I forgot to even put
Martin
Martin.
fucking
I
sucks.
fucking hate Martin. If one more fucking comment about a miscarriage, I'm gonna hit him
Martin's
in the
the
fucking
absolute
face, just
worst.
like
I
Fleabag
didn't even
did.
have another bad part. It's Martin.
I said them having sex morally,
Yes,
not
that's
great,
true.
dubious, but
Oh, it's
Martin
not
is the.
dubious. It's fucking wrong.
Yes, but Martin is the worst part of this.
Yes.
I can excuse that other shit.
Well, I think
Martin's the worst.
I think honestly the difference is the and maybe it's actually worse. They know what they're doing is wrong. They do it anyway in the sex thing, whereas Martin is oblivious to his wrongness. I think that the difference,
To a
that
certain
difference,
degree.
right? Like if you know, maybe you can correct yourself. You have to acknowledge that it's a real thing. He's oblivious to the fact that
I
he's doing
think
things wrong.
they, though, have opportunities for growth, whereas Martin doesn't.
That's why, because they're acknowledging right and wrong, which he just simply cannot
Can't.
do. Because he doesn't understand it as a concept.
He's
So,
so
yeah, he's
awful.
terrible. What grade did you give this episode?
I originally gave it an A minus. I think it's an A.
It's an A. I give it an
It's so
A.
good.
And again, like I said at the beginning of this episode, this show gets progressively better. And so
We got there.
we
We're
got one more
there.
episode to go, but this was an excellent episode. It is well worth watching. for the hair scene alone is so, so, so good. So yeah, we are looking forward to the last episode of Fleabag. We hope that you join us, and
cheers.